Shall we all stand in as we bless the name of the Lord? Let's lift up our two hands unto the Lord. Let's bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Yourself, that not man but you alone be glorified. When you're the, you take all the glory, I'm satisfied
just to see you glorified.
Satisfied that you show us the way. We are satisfied that your name alone will be said after all, that we show them the way and we say to people that it is our Lord. We are satisfied that when men that are confused, when women that are misled, or that stays on a spot and they have no direction, when they eventually know the way, will be satisfied to announce to you and to people that you are the one that have done this. Please glorify yourself and have your way in our lives. Give direction to life this morning. Let men see you. Let eyes be opened. Let veil be removed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Please, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. You are not doing it better. Put your hands together for the Lord. And please be seated. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for your life. And I want to thank the Lord for our pastor, whom God has used tremendously for us this morning in the first service. Please, let's appreciate the Lord for Pastor Ademiwa's life. Let's appreciate the Lord. You are not appreciating the Lord, not him. Let's appreciate the Lord. Thank you, and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Right, he has done a lot of what I am supposed to do, so it will make my work very straightforward and easy. It gave us a lot of definition on what vision is. No vision, no success. He said, a man without a vision may be alive, but not living. That was profound. May just be alive, but not living. And he told us that vision is not a career. a career can be part of God's vision. Vision is not money. Although vision produces provision. Praise the Lord. Vision is not daydreaming. Vision is not trying to become someone. It's not trying to become someone else, but follow. I said, follow through. I pray the Lord God Almighty will keep increasing in your life in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19, our anchor scripture. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 19. The Bible says, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. Sorry, Proverbs 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Are we there? Proverbs 29, verse 18. The Bible says, where there is no vision, people perish. Let me read NIV. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom instruction. I want to start saying this morning, anyone who detests instruction can never see vision. Anyone who detests instruction can never, never catch any vision of God for his or her life. And vision is not what transpire as a trance, or what obtain in one form of ecstasy or the other. Vision, we have had so many, is the pathway to honor and dignity. I think I said that on Wednesday. Is the pathway to honor and what? I can't hear you. So, every vision, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3. Bible says, praise the Lord. The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. I want focused. If you are walking here, please be focused. Hallelujah. Where the Bible says that Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Don't worry. Be doing your own. Right. So Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand. I want to read from King James Version. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch what to see and what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm what? So vision is only answerable to people who can take reproach and who can be reproved. No, I don't take a shit. You can never enter into vision of God for your life. No, you are wrong. And God says, I'm wrong, don't worry. Carry on, Gwinga. Me, I'm wrong. Me, the creator of heaven and earth is wrong. Go on. Vision is for somebody who can be corrected and can be instructed. You know, I've kept telling you about this scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, 16. All scriptures are given, and they are given for four things: for correction, instruction, reproof. You see, all these three things I've just mentioned, they take 75% of the Bible. So anyone who detests instruction, who detests correction, who cannot be chastised, can never enter into God's vision for their lives. It says, I will stand upon my watch, and I will hear what he will speak, and what I shall do when I'm reproved. When I'm reproved. Praise the Lord. Somebody said something jokingly. He said, have you ever seen an instructor of aircraft, a pilot? Maybe the old guy comes in and says, no. This button is what we shall press to go up. And when you go up, this red button, you will press it to stay up. He said, no, sir. I will not take that from you. And he does otherwise. Sir, he will by himself crash. So anyone who will not follow, I've told you the reason why they call the driver of aircraft, they call them not pilots, they call them instructors. It is a generic name you give them as pilot. They call them instructors. Sir, we live by principle, but we fly by instruction. We fly by instruction. Please, no wonder if you read Proverbs chapter 1 till Proverbs chapter 9:10. Everything, it was written by the father, David. David wrote it. You will see, my son. Take instruction, take this, take that. So for every vision carrier, you will see a man that has taken instruction upon his life. Praise the Lord. You hate instruction, you can never enter vision. You can never see vision come to pass in your life. In John chapter 3, verse 11. John chapter 3, verse 11. And every vision carrier, they operate in a realm that is different. John chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. We speak of this, and I've seen men, thank God for our pastor who mentioned some example of men who caught vision of God for their lives. He mentioned Abraham. Sir, listen to me. I will dwell more on instruction with us this morning as a bedrock to vision. Genesis, the passage pastor quoted, Genesis chapter 12. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Then it was Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham, listen, if you want to enter into the vision, my purpose for your life, you have to depart from here. You have to depart. If he says, no, Uru is fine. No, I'm fine here. Don't worry. Abraham will die as Abraham. He will never see the name called Abraham. He will never. So at the coming of vision, and that's why I said, at the coming of vision, meekness is needed. What is needed? I can't hear you. So, Abraham wouldn't have entered into God's vision for his life if he didn't take instruction. And that story tells me that we can be a businessman, we can be businessmen and yet also be spiritual. Sir, I can be trillionaire. The world recorded the first trillionaire in history of man last week, this weekend. You can be a trillionaire and yet still be spiritual. He says, if you don't like taking instruction, you cannot enter into God's vision for your life. He told Isaac, Isaac, thou shalt not go down to Egypt. Stay here. And he stayed there. So was he not great? No, talk to me. Was he not great? So I found out that vision may be big, but one thing, just little thing, can make a whole life a messed one. May your life never be a mess in the name of Jesus. Job, in Job chapter 29, verse 4. This man, the Bible says, he traded divine secret in his days, and he was described as the greatest businessman in the entire East. And in Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, the Bible records that this man, because of the fear of God he has, God couldn't withhold the secret, his vision for his life. He couldn't withhold it from him. I pray that everything, our pastor make definition, a lot of definition with vision, your life will be very, very smooth from one state to another, from one level of glory to another. But if you don't enter into vision, may you not live as an image of yourself in Jesus' name. I read about Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Exodus chapter 3, 7 to 8. His greatness was tied to heavenly vision. He became a great man before Pharaoh and Egypt. Acts Apostle chapter 11, verse 1 to 16. You remember the story of Peter. Peter was divinely directed to the house of Cornelius. Now, let me tell you one thing about vision. Sirs, I want us to answer, church, in chorus. Who was Peter sent to? Let Brother Dixon answer me. Just sit down. He has traveled. Who was Peter sent to? Eh? Who was he sent to? I. Eh? Okay, who was Paul sent to? The Gentiles. So, who was Peter sent to? Yeah. Peter was sent to the Jews, to the Jews. Why Paul was sent to the Gentiles? Their calling was so distinct. Praise the Lord. I said, vision is not a dream. Like I said on Wednesday, vision is for the day. If you don't catch it early, it will become a mirage. Vision is for what? for the day. A vision is an intentional or divinely inspired revelation that we'll experience while we are awake. That we'll experience while we are awake. And it serves as a concrete, an actionable guide for our future. You don't sleep to enter vision. And that is why for everyone who will enter vision, sight is needed. As far as you can see, it took Abraham. As far as you can see, you have it. So how good your eye is how strong that your vision will be in life. A vision, honestly, I'm looking for a word to speak about this subject matter so that you can understand very well. I know when we talk about vision, it's a generic name for a purpose-driven life. How do I discover God's plan? Or how do I enter God's vision for my life? How do I discover God's plan or enter into God's vision for my life? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I love it in Revised Standard Version. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. I want to check Revised Standard Version. Do we have it? It says, "For I know the thought, that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." If you don't discover divine plan, your glorious destiny will never be realized. If you do not discover divine plan, your glorious destiny will never be realized. So how do I discover this God's plan for my life? Number one, through a heavenly vision. Somebody say, through a heavenly vision. I can't hear you. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. It says, I will stand. Someone say, I will stand. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproached. How do I enter into God's vision? I say number one is heavenly, what? True heavenly vision. And when the Bible says, I will stand upon my watch, in how do I mean to stand? In Psalm 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner. What does it mean to stand? David told his son, my son, if sinner consents you, if they entice you, he says, don't consent to, don't give attention to them. He says, don't stand in the ways of the sinner. I will stand upon my watch. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, and now verse 11, he says, But put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And he begin to mention, listen, and that's why I know that. See, if I follow this principle today, tomorrow I will get another vision. Follow me closely and don't sleep. I pray you understand in Jesus' name. I say, I pray you understand in Jesus' name. One thing I'm sure is that if today's service is meant for you, you will understand this thing. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wile of the devil. Now, move on. What does it mean to stand? It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, verse 13. He said, wherefore, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. He's still repeating referencing the issue of standing. I will stand upon my watch. Until I stand upon the watch, I will not see. I will not hear. Hearing and seeing will not be possible if I don't stand. And he tells me how to do the standing. He said, stand therefore. How do I stand? He said, number one thing, have your loins guide about the truth. Somebody say the truth. So anybody who does not speak the truth always can never enter vision. Forget it. He can never, and he will never see it. He says, guide yourself around the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15. The Bible says, and your feet should, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, come and win so you don't come. You are the one at loss. Vision is for the people who stand upon the watch. And part of the parameters of standing is gospel of peace. Now, he says, above all, you can see, say, taking the shield of faith. And that's why I'm going to end up this morning when I will tell you that it is impossible to enter vision without faith. Faith is the anchor. Sir, there is no vision that is smaller than you. Every vision that God will give will be greater. So it will only take faith to enter into it. But he said, in my standing, when the vision comes, I'll be able to accept it. He says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise the Lord. It says, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit of God. My prayer is that you will stand. I say my prayer is that you will stand. So, stand means to take the truth, speak righteously. Evangelism, the stand, it encompasses seven things. And number one is what? Is what? You are not following. If you follow, you will mention it. Number one is the truth. Speaking the truth at all times. Number two is righteousness. Go back to verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. Ephesians 6, 13 and 14. Wherefore, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the days of in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. And verse 14, he was telling us, he said, stand therefore. How do I stand? Having your loins, guys, about with truth. Someone say truth. Number two, having on your breastplate righteousness. The Bible talks about it. Speak righteously, righteously. He said, right prosperously, majestically, in righteousness, right. Enter into the vision of God through righteousness. Number two. Number three. Move on. Verse 15. And your faith should, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which I call evangelism. Number four. Move on, please. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Somebody say number five. So number four is shield of faith. Number five, it says that number five is taking helmet of salvation. Number six is the sword of the Spirit, and which is the word of God. And number seven is praying. Always. Praying and fasting. Always. If you do this seven thing, you will be sure that you are standing. Stand upon your watch. Stand upon your watch. He said, I will stand upon my watch. Praise the Lord. He says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproached. Like I said, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. After you stand upon your watch, the next thing is that it takes you upon the tower. I'm opening your eyes to see how vision comes. You can be closing your eyes. You can be praying in the church from now till eternity. Now, listen. Many of us seated here. Can you now discover the reason why you have not prayed and get vision of God for your life? Can you see the reason why you have not entered into purpose of God for your life? Because the seven parameters for standing, you have not fulfilled. You have been praying alone, but you have not been speaking the truth. You have been praying alone and fasting alone, but you have not entered into righteousness. So he said, after you stand upon your watch, he says, you will be set upon the tower. And in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, he says, what is this tower we are talking about? He says, the name of the Lord is the strong tower, which the righteous, don't forget that one of the parameters of standing is what? I can't hear you. So, which the righteous will enter. Is somebody following me? He said, I will stand upon the watch. He says, and I will be set upon the tower. After I stand upon my watch, and I will enter into, they will take me to a tower. And who shall be in this tower? And what does this tower mean? This tower, according to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, he says, is the name of the Lord, is the strong tower, which the righteous that was set upon the watch, which he will enter and he will be saved. So, seeing vision is different from, casting vision is different from seeing vision. Can I repeat? When you cast the vision, it's different from seeing the vision come to reality. So many has vision, but they never realize it till they go back to the grave. May your life never be a waste in the name of Jesus. I said, may your life never be a waste in the name of Jesus. And if you look at that verse, that Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, you discover that the Bible talks about, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And the next thing says, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. Now listen. He says, I will watch to see what he will say unto me. And I said, vision is for appointed time. Somebody say appointed time. Sir, you are not to determine what happened at any given time. It is to determine what happened. It is his responsibility to make sure that all the parameters in your vision, in the purpose of God for your life comes to pass. But only if you listen and if you obey. Praise the Lord. Vision will not speak. When you hear about that word, vision, look at verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that it may run that readeth it. Now, verse 3, can we read together? Want to go. For the vision is yet for what? For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Let's continue. But at the beginning. No, let's read the Bible. But at the beginning. When will vision speak, sir? It will speak when you start. Do you see the problem of some of us? I have a vision. I have a vision. I have to do it now. You will rather kill yourself. Any vision that speaks at the beginning is not a vision. It is ambition. Every vision speaks at the end. So therefore, it takes patience to see vision come to pass. It takes patience to see vision come to pass. And I said, it says, maybe I should, before I leave that, it says, write down the vision. Sir, do you know? It says, the vision of the book was given to the unlearned. And it says, I cannot read it all. But it says, if it is for my vision, oh God, you will be able to write it. Now listen, how many of us have heard about this? Baba Lakoso, the founder of Redeemed Christian Church of God, like that, people will say, he could not read nor write. But when the vision came, and the name of the Redeemed Christian Church of God came to him in the vision, they said he was able to write it down. Vision. Vision does not respond to the educator or the educationist. It responds to the voice of the Lord. Vision. Every vision, every genuine vision must be written down and must be followed. Thank you, Jesus. Vision is always clear, whether you like it or not. And I say here, vision is for the runners. Vision is for what? I can't hear you. It says that, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run he that readeth it. After catching a vision of God for your life, the next thing is to pick a race. You will not see the vision of God to come to pass in your life if you take the vision and if you sit. I said, vision requires patience. Vision requires what? Though it tarries, the Bible says that, wait, it will definitely come to pass. He says, verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Every vision will speak. He says, though it may tarry. He says, wait for it though, because it will surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. So you don't force vision to speak. Okay. You don't force vision to speak. it. It is too organized to be forced. Praise the Lord. So I said the first, number one, the first how do I discover God's vision? Number one, I said through heavenly vision. Number two, my time is up, but let me quickly rush this. Number two, through recognitions of the burning passion within you. True recognition of the burning passion within you. And passion means what turns you on. Can I ask you this morning? What turns you on? Now, look at it today. There is a sister here. Maybe let me mention so that you can understand it. I think my sister Bukola Shofola. She's not a cook. But tomorrow, if she tells me that, Pastor, I want to go into catering services, I will sign on it. Why? The passion is there. Even when you see the husband, the tummy shows that the wife, you are laughing. Why are you doing this thing? That sister can feed anything and can cook anything. Passion. Someone say passion. Burning passion. Burning passion can also be a pointer to God's purpose and plan for your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Burning passion. Your passion, in most cases, is the pointer to the problem you are created to solve. Do you know that David did not have any vision whatsoever? I don't know if you have noticed that. David did not have any open vision. But he couldn't stand any assault against the name of the Lord. I don't wonder when Goliath came, he couldn't stand any assault. He couldn't stand insult against the name of God of Israel. Passion. Do you know that David, he was so passionate about God to an extent that he wrote, he said, God, every of your enemy naturally becomes my enemy. All your friends, they become my friend. Passion. Sir, through passion, this guy, from following a sheep, he entered as the king, first recognized king in Israel. Sir, till today in Israel, they still celebrate the death of this man, King David. Till today, and he has gone over how many years now? Recently they celebrated about, I think, 300 years after, not 300 years old, maybe 600 years old, I've forgotten, after David. Praise the Lord. Passion. Nehemiah has no vision for anything but passion to rebuild the broken walls. Give him God's plan and purpose for his life. Number three, as I round up, through our innate talent, Proverbs chapter 18, I think verse 16. Proverbs 18, verse 16. Bible says, a man's gift will make what? It will make room for him. Discover your innate talent. Discover it and discover on time and stay there. Some of us, we are gifted with hand things, with handling anything that your hand can knead. You know that anything that comes with your hand, in terms of kneading, in terms of doing this, you are very gifted. So stay there. So, like I said about our sister, it's about cooking, adding this to this, adding that to that. One time, she told me that, Pastor, I can cook. Cooking is not a challenge to me. Check your innate talent. A man's gift will make room for him, and it will bring him before great men. Praise the Lord. we must identify all these God's gifts over our lives and maximally trade them for profit. I said, please note, it is not enough to know where you belong to in terms of the heavenly vision or passion or innate talent. However, we must endeavor to put our best into it in order to actualize God's vision for our lives. I want us to note, like I said, anyone who cannot take instruction can never see vision come to pass in his life. Can we be upstanding this morning? Let's be upstanding. If you cannot see instruction and take instruction, you can never enter. So I was ministering somewhere yesterday, and this is a prayer point I would like you to pray. I'm ministering online with some people, and I was speaking also as part of my presentation on vision to them. And I said, I read about Vitafoam. In 1963, they started in Nigeria. And when they started, they were in competition with foreign companies. And these companies, they came with several equipment, products, people, machines, and all that. But Vitafoam's vision, that vision spread across African continent. But they said in the vision that they wrote that they will never leave Nigeria until the name of Vitafoam is in the mouth of everyone when it comes to bed, phone, or any derivative of a phone. Do you know that because of the consistency to the vision, Vitafoam stayed, those foreign countries, they left. Until today, they are still there. So vision does not speak at the beginning. It speaks at the end. But vision requires our effort. Can you lift up your hands unto the Lord and cry to the Lord, say, my Father. Are you here? Say, my Father. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see your purpose for my life and give me grace to follow through. Can you go ahead and cry to the Lord? Open my eyes to see your vision, your purpose for my life, and give me grace to follow through. Open my eyes. Please open my eyes. Somebody should cry to the Lord. Open my eyes, Lord, to see your purpose for my life and give me grace to follow through. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I also want you to pray to stand in order to enter God's vision. We said seven things are very important. We are going to use those seven things. From today, I will speak truth at always. From today, I will be driven by righteousness. From today, I walk in faith. From today, I pray always and I fast. From today, I will never give in to any vows of the enemy. From today, can you go ahead and begin to cry to the Lord? All those seven things, begin to speak to the Lord. From today, I walk in truth. From today, I walk in righteousness. From today, I evangelize. From today, I evangelize. From today, the word of truth will not leave my mouth. From today, I take the shield of faith. From today, I walk in the spirit. From today, in the name that is above every other name, I will stand upon my watch. In the name of Jesus. And if you are in the congregation today, if you have not accepted Jesus, there is no way you can enter into vision. There is no way you can fulfill vision of God for your life. The first thing is that salvation should come your way. And Jesus is here this morning to come your way. If you are here this morning, you say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to rededicate my life to Christ, or I want to give my life afresh. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. I will pray with you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Do it. Let the Lord see you. Don't be ashamed. God bless you, ma. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. You want to rededicate your life, or you want to tell him that, Lord, I'm coming back home. Here I am this morning. If you are not saved, there's no way you can enter into vision or purpose of God for your life. Lift up your right hand wherever you are if you want to say this prayer with me. Thank you, Jesus. And speak to the Lord. If you are lifting that hand, those hands, speak to the Lord. Say, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Forgive me. From today, I become yours. From today, you'll be my Father. Have mercy on me and take all the glory. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift up your two hands as I pray with you. My Father, my God, every man that comes to this world is lighted by one light, and that is the light of man of God. Lord, I ask, O Lord, for every hand that is lifted, that has not found purpose, that has not entered into the will of God for their lives, Lord, my Father, my God, I cry to you this morning. Take us and let us enter into your purpose and plan for our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every struggling with destiny, let it be over. Every struggling with destiny, let it be over. And I pray in the name that is above every other name, all these hands that are lifted this week, they enter into purpose. They enter into direction. They will not miss direction. They will not miss purpose. Your vision for their life will be clear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those people that have received your vision before, they will run with it. Patience to run with it, Lord, we give them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And together, Jesus will be proud of us. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.